Are you sitting so far away? Are you afraid to bite?
Huh?
Or you don't want to listen?
Huh?
It's 10 past. Maybe I should wait a little bit longer until the last people come in? So what shall I do with you? Huh? What wakes you up? What do you need to hear that you run for your own life? See another person come. Good morning. I don't know, maybe the Malaysians just got watches just last year, so they are not used to it. Being on time. Just a few hours of meditation and you know what kind of hard work it is. Yeah? Now think about, you know, doing 12 hours, 14 hours, 16 hours a day. Just walking, sitting, walking, sitting. Yeah? That's the way to liberation. But it doesn't look like you want to wake up. You want to stay in your dreams. You know, this world is something wonderful. This body is something so amazing. Yeah? What does it need to wake you up? Yeah? Or do you just want to hear, you know, be happy, don't worry. Yeah? I mean, do you think the Lord Buddha came down, you know? No? Left his 1-year-old kid, yeah, and his wife to go in the forest for 7 years, yeah, to attain Nibbana, yeah, or to attain supreme happiness, to pat us to come back from that forest, yeah, pat us on the back and say, okay, don't worry, be happy, don't worry, be happy, just stay on and stay on and stay on. Yeah? You really think that he did that? Why do you think he pressed us? Eh? I mean, he was looking out. He saw birth, death, old age, sickness. And then he saw the samana. That were the 4 signs for him, you know, to turn around, leave his wife, leave his 1-year-old kid, and find the truth, find Nibbana. You see old age, you see birth, you see monks, you see sickness. What more do you need? Do you need to see the tsunami coming in front of you before you start practicing? Do you need to be confronted with death or an illness, you know, that leads to death before you start thinking about what this life is all about? Or do you just want to stay in your dream? Yeah? I mean, ask yourself, is the dream that you're living in at the moment, is it comfortable? Huh? Are you happy? And if you're not happy, if you're not content, then do something. Yeah? I mean, the Lord Buddha didn't come down, you know, to teach us, you know, how to be comfortable with this world. He said this world is an illusion. Yeah? I mean, I tried to explain it to you yesterday. I mean, when we sit in an interesting movie, I mean, it's an illusion. Yeah? We know that we love it. We want to be deluded, We want to live in an illusion, We want to think tomorrow is better, I can guarantee you, if today is shitty, tomorrow will be shitty, If today is good, tomorrow will be good, If you end your life on good terms, you know, I mean the next life, most probably will be a good life, yeah? If you end your life on bad terms, you know, I mean most probably it is bad next life, yeah? It all depends on you. Yeah? I mean, wake up, yeah? That is the message of the Lord Buddha, yeah? And he scolded his monk, yeah? I mean it was the Venerable Sariputta, yeah? He scolded him, yeah? That he led a lay person not to the stage of Arahant, but only to the stage of non-return. He was scolded for that. Yeah? Now what do you think what he is going to do with all the meditation teachers, yeah? They don't even give you the way out. They don't even show you the way out. What you have to do to get up. Yeah? Not only the meditation teachers, but also the monks. Yeah? Be happy, don't worry, be generous, yeah? Give me a lot, give me a lot, yeah? That's a message you normally hear. You don't hear it. Wake up, you know, get up. Yeah? Get out of the roller coaster of life. Yeah? They just make you comfortable living in this roller coaster. You know, up and down, up and down, up and down. Yeah? You go down into hell and then you slowly come up. You might go to the heaven or you might go to human birth and then go down again. Yeah? Is this a nice perspective? Huh? We are all afraid of hell. We don't like to go there. And if you remember the example that was given by the Lord Buddha, how many people go to heaven and how many people go to hell, yeah? So, then ask yourself, are you the horns that go to heaven on Nibbana or are you the hairs on the fur, yeah? Millions of hairs. Yeah? Go down, go to hell. Yeah? If you don't do anything. Yeah? That's not enough. Yeah? Doesn't make you up. Huh? The path out, yeah? Is the fourth noble truth. And then you have the 10 fetters. You have to overcome the first 3 fetters to attain to Sotapanna. Yeah? Actually, according to the scripts, you have to cut the fourth and fifth fetter, greed and hate to half, to attain to Sakadagami, to one's return. Yeah? You have to cut the fetter of greed and hate completely in order to attain to non-return. And you have to cut the higher fetters, yeah? The 5 higher fetters, yeah, to attain to Arahant. To attain to the supreme happiness, the everlasting happiness. It's not boring, the everlasting happiness. If you want to read about the 10 fetters, I mean, there's such a good description, you know, I mean, my description doesn't really reach it. It is in the life of inner quality, the last chapter, I mean, the supreme attainments. Dhananda Mahapo explains it in very detail. Yeah? What are the 10 fetters? Yeah? And also, yeah, how to overcome them. What to do? Yeah? First fetter of doubt. Yeah? Not believing that there's heaven, not believing that there's hell. How many people don't believe that there's hell? Yeah? I mean, the Westerners are pretty clever, you know, say, oh, heaven on earth, hell on earth, there is no heaven, there is no hell. Yeah? I mean, that's such bullshit. Yeah? I mean, if these, and some of them are monks, preach that, I mean, they have no idea about Buddhism. Yeah? Heaven is on earth? God said, yeah? I don't want to be in that heaven. Yeah? There are beings in heaven. Yeah? There are beings in heaven. And just like you, yeah? Just like you disbelievers, the Lord Buddha opened up the world on one day, on the 30th of May, for the people at the time, because they were also disbelievers. They opened up so they could see the heavenly beings and the beings in hell. Wow, they were shocked. But we still don't believe. And we think, of course, we are Buddhists, we never go to hell. Just like the Christians think, I am a Christian and I never go to hell. And probably the Muslims do the same. We just believe that we don't go to hell. That's just a belief. I mean, if you don't follow the Buddhist teaching, you will go to hell. I mean, that's what normal people do. And think about it, you're an exception to the rule. At least you're interested, at least you show interest in the teaching. So, you're called the Naya, the ones who sway. They sway. Today they will do good, and tomorrow it's too much effort to do good, and then they will do bad. And then this way again, to do bad, that is not so good, and then do good. They all constantly sway from here to there, from back and forth, back and forth. That's what we call Naya. And this is only 30% of the population. They are Naya. The rest are, what are they called? I forgot the point. Pada Parama. The people who can't be helped. We have only one way. Die. It's not my teaching, it's that what the Lord Buddha taught. I'm telling you only this, because you might not have heard it. Because teachers normally don't want to make the students upset. They want them to smile, to be happy, They don't want to tell them the truth. Think about very carefully. What is it? Do you want to go up or do you want to go down? Not just because you're Buddhist, you're going up. You have to keep at least the five precepts. And you have to understand the five precepts. Then you have to understand, and you work your way up. You have to understand the first noble truth, dukkha. And I think you still have not understood. Every move you make, every thought you think, every imagination you have, you do it because of dukkha, of boredom, of restlessness, of discontent. You eat something because you're hungry. Is hungry not dukkha? You drink something because... You're thirsty, is thirst not dukkha? You sleep because you're tired, is tiredness not dukkha? If you're really tired, is that not dukkha? We talk because of dukkha. We excessively hang on our phones. I mean, for the government, is this the perfect tool to distract, not another one? It's 25 past. Past the time. They don't even care. Just come in. disrespectful of the teacher, disrespectful of the Dhamma. Huh? I mean, it's the best invention, the smartphone. See it. You know, I mean, everybody hangs on it, yeah? Either, you know, he glues it to his ears, you know, or he has it between his two hands, you know, and plays around with it. Yeah? What better distraction can there be? Yeah? If the people are distracted, they don't notice what is going on. Yeah? And you can distract them very easily. Don't you see the dukkha? I mean, if you don't see the dukkha, if you don't really understand the first noble truth of dukkha, I mean, there's no way out. Yeah? And as you have noticed, I'm not the person, you know, who pats you on the back and says, now don't worry, be happy. Yeah, because this life that you live, yeah, I mean, I've lived this life, yeah, and I was sick of it. I was sick of it, you know, of being born and dying all the time. Being born, reprogramming, you know, programming this body, yeah? For 15 years, for 20 years, yeah? And then just having a good time, yeah? More or less good time, you know, for 20 years where I can use my body, or 30 years, you know, and then starts breaking down, yeah? You notice it when you're 45, yeah? Suddenly, you know, you walk, you know, and you walk down the stairs, and instead of walking down, you fall down because one of your knees doesn't work anymore. And that happens, yeah? We start to stumble, you know, before we'd never stumble, you know, because one of the foot doesn't just come, yeah? Come as we wish, yeah? And then later on, we just can't get up, you know, because, I mean, we don't have the strength anymore in our body, you know, to get this mass of, you know, of bones and flesh out, yeah? Up, yeah? 50 kilograms, 80 kilograms, 100 kilograms, you know, whatever, yeah? I mean, lift, yeah? Try to lift that weight, yeah? And wherever we go, we have to bear this body. These 50 to 100 kilograms of flesh, yeah? Of bones, of tendons, with us. And because it is so heavy, I mean, we invented, yeah? First bicycles, then cars, yeah? Then ships, yeah? And now airplanes and rockets, yeah? So that we can go anywhere we want. Yeah? Just to bag this body around, yeah? Driving you from A to B and back to A. What's the purpose of that? Just look at one of the days, you know, where you go from here to there, from there to here, from here to there, and look at that. Then just look at it, yeah? I mean, the best thing is, you know, having a video, you know, about, you know, one day of your life, and then you look, and then you think, I mean, I must be crazy. Yeah? What am I doing, you know? Running forth and back. What do I get out of it? I mean, you're also clever when it comes to money, yeah? Why are you not clever when it comes to life? What do I get from this life? Except for worries? Yeah? Except for fear? For loneliness? Yeah? When do I get a little bit content? Yeah? Constantly I'm searching for something that makes me happy, yeah? Am I not? Yeah. You might not have noticed that, yeah? So look at your own life and evaluate. Just like you would evaluate, you know, I mean, your bank account or your factory, you know, or your job, yeah? I mean, you do that, yeah? If your job doesn't bring enough money, I mean, you're going to look for another one, yeah? If your job doesn't bring you enough satisfaction, I mean, you start to go to look for another one, yeah? So why don't take a step back, look at your complete life, and then say, that's not worth living. Yeah? And if you come to this conclusion, or if you come to the conclusion, it's too much dukkha, you get the hell out of there. You know the path, yeah? The path of Sila Samadhi Panya. The path of breaking the ten fetters, yeah? The first fetter is the fetter of doubt, yeah? What shall I do, yeah? I don't disbelieve. There are beings in heaven, okay? I trust the Lord Buddha. Yeah? He saw them, he talked with them, he educated them, he taught them, yeah? There are beings in heaven. There is karma. There is result of karma. That is the first fetter. Yeah? There are good results and there are bad results. Yeah? The second fetter is, you know, I explained it before. Yeah, fiddling with the precepts. Keeping them, not keeping them, keeping them, just like in the nail. Yeah? I mean, today, okay, I keep the precept. Oh no, I want to do that. Okay, just one time, yeah? And then I don't keep them, then I keep them again, then I don't keep them again. That is the second fetter. Yeah? I mean, it's very easily overcome. You just keep the precepts. Then you have the first fetter, you just trust the Lord Buddha that there are beings in hell, that there is karma and results of karma. Yeah? That's how you overcome the first fetter. The second fetter you overcome by keeping the five precepts. Yeah? The third fetter is, you know, to understanding, hey, I'm the driver of this car, yeah? I'm not the car. That the citta is not the body, yeah? Get out of the body, look at the body and then go back in, and then you know you're not the body, yeah? But the problem is you're born in a car, you die in a car, and of course you believe you are the car, huh? But who is driving it? Yeah? Who is programming it? And who knows that there is a body? Yeah? If you don't believe, yeah, then next time ask the body, do you know your body? Who makes the definition that's a body? What is the body? What is the definition of the body? Take it in front of you. Disassemble it. Put all the bits and pieces in front of you. And look, which part is the body? Is it the brain, the body? Do we only need the brain? Then why back all this, all the rest, you know, on our shoulders, yeah? If we just need the brain, yeah? Is it the flesh? Is it the bones? Yeah, the skeleton? Yeah? What is the body? It's a concept. That's it. Huh? There's no body. There's just body parts when you put them out, yeah? It's just like when you disassemble a car. There are some wheels, you know, there's the outside, you know, there's the inside, you know, some chairs, you know, I mean, could even put them in your apartment, yeah? So what is the car? The engine, the car, yeah? Just like our brain? No, I mean, what's the use of an engine without the wheels, yeah? Huh? What's the use of seats without, you know, without the carrossery, yeah? What's the use of the body without the arms and the legs, yeah? Just with the torso. That identification with the body. I mean, I talked about it this afternoon. I mean, what is so nice? What kind of pleasant feelings, yeah? Does the body give us? What? Can you tell me why?
Sheep.
Huh?
The body gives sheep.
That's a... yes. I mean, if you have overeaten, you know, and something, you know, and then the stomach hurts, you know, and you need to shit, you know, then relieving. Ah, that's good. It's only when the body has dukkha and we get rid of the bodily dukkha, that's when we feel comfort with the body. When we get rid of tiredness, we find comfort with the body. When we get rid of hunger, we find comfort with the body. When we get rid of thirst, we find comfort with the body. When we get rid of illness, we find comfort with the body. Yeah? Just remember your last illness, you know, when you were really sick, I mean, you had a really heavy cold, yeah? Was that comfortable? But the moment you got healthy again, no problem. Then we felt well, but we felt really bad the moment we are so sick we can't stretch out our arm. Yeah? We can't hardly move and we have no interest in whatsoever. Is that interesting? When we are really sick, we have no interest in whatsoever. Just lie down, you know, just like a dead person. Yeah? It's a halt, it's a stop sign for the kinesis. They can't use this body anymore. The body is the toy of the kinesis. And it's a favorite toy. And if you have children, you know, and one of the children has, you know, favorite toy, you know, and you want to take it away from them, they cry. So, if you want to take the toy of the kinesis away from them, they get really angry. Yeah? So they don't like you to investigate the body. Yeah? Then they get angry. Then you can see them really getting pissed. Yeah? No, don't destroy my illusion. Yeah? We have to live in this illusion. Yeah? And be fair to yourself. Yeah? Think about, you know, I mean, you're constantly in the future, yeah? Or in the past. Or the past, you know, when we get old, or the past was much better than now. Yeah? That's what we think, isn't it? It was so much easier, yeah? When we were young. Yeah? Of course, when we grow old, we don't like the body. Hmm? Because it has so many problems, yeah? We don't like to look in the mirror and see this wrinkled face, yeah? Or the grey hairs, yeah? Or the baldness, yeah? So we tend to think about when we were young, yeah? And maybe pretty, yeah? So we program our next birth, yeah? When we are too young, we want to grow old, yeah? We want to be 18 or 19, 20, you know, when we can start doing things, yeah? When we can move the world, yeah? When we are too young, we want to get older, yeah? When we are too old, we want to get younger. Yeah? I mean, what do we want, yeah? We are not completely, you know, you see, we are not satisfied with this body, no matter what, yeah? This body is born, this body dies, you know, and that's what we're mostly afraid of, yeah? When this body goes away. Just like when we bought an expensive car, you know, and that car, you know, we have to put on the scrap yard, yeah? We don't like that, yeah? All our money, yeah? A wasted investment, yeah? So much work, you know, into something that is so fallible, yeah? So easily destructive. We know that about the body, you know, everyone around us who is older than us, I mean our grandparents have died, you know, for the older ones our parents have died, yeah? Nobody has survived this life. Another guest, I mean, when are you going to stop coming in, yeah? I mean, when I'm finished, yeah? So what is, yeah? I mean, get out of your dreams, yeah? But if somebody takes you the illusion, yeah? You tell him, I'm disappointed in you, yeah? And that is something very bad. To take our illusion from us, you know, is something very negative, yeah? Actually, we should be grateful. Thank you that you showed me your true self, yeah? How often did we say that? In a relationship, in a partnership, in our marriage, yeah? You disappointed me. Yeah? Instead of saying, thank you that you took my illusion about you away. And disappointment is something very negative. So how difficult is it, you know, to take away your illusion, yeah? That what we are living in, the movie or the video game that is called life. You know, in a video game, I mean, I find it so amazing, yeah, comparable to our life. Yeah? You're stuck in a video game. You can only follow the rules of the game that somebody else did, yeah, or even when we help constructing with it, yeah. And then we got stuck in it. And then we complain about the rules. Why did we play at first time? Yeah. Why did we start playing? Yeah. Why did we start playing, you know, with this material? Yeah. With these four elements, trying to combine them into something that is called a body, trying to combine them in something that is called a house. The earth element, the water element, the fire element, and the air element, yeah? Because there's nothing in this universe that doesn't consist of that. Including thought, including consciousness, including memory, yeah? They all consist of the same elements, just in different quantities, yeah? You know, if you have five ingredients, yeah? Take five different fruits, yeah? Mix them together, you know, put it in the blender, yeah? And if you always vary, you know, the quantity of this fruit, and that fruit, and that fruit, you always get a different mix. Oh, that's nice, yeah? Let's try it, yeah? Let's try to take a little bit less of this, take some more of this, you know, and then we get a new taste, yeah? Look at the food, yeah? I mean, the Thais have the greatest variety of food, yeah? There's nothing, you know, and there's constantly great new varieties, you know, just for their taste, yeah? I mean, the essence of the food is all the same, yeah? I mean, when we look at taste, there are certain kinds of taste, yeah? Sweet, sour, bitter, what else? Greasy, and so on, yeah? Sour. That's it. If you would eat the food like that, I mean, then you would be, yeah, quite disillusioned about, you know, the different kinds of food, yeah? But we go for the taste, we don't investigate what we do, yeah? We never look, you know, at the results of our actions. No? We just want to live, yeah? But not live in the reality. We just want to live in our dreams, yeah? I mean, the dreams that we build of our future, yeah? How nice it would be, yeah? You know how the dreams work, yeah? If I earn enough money, if I get a good job, then I earn enough money, then I can buy an apartment, and then I can go to holiday there, and there, and there, yeah? Hmm? Do the dreams come true? Sometimes. And if they come true, then we wish something else. We never satisfy. There's no end for greed. There's no end for lust. Then we like this, yeah? I mean, just look at one day of your life, yeah? You eat this, and then you want to eat something else. Oh, that tastes nice, let me try this. That tastes nice, you know, let me try this, yeah? Or that doesn't taste so nice, let me try that. Yeah? There is no end to this variety. There are five khandhas that we mix, yeah? For each personality, for each being, you know, they have a different quantity of each, yeah? khanda of the body, the khanda of the feelings, the khanda or group, khanda is group, the group of the body, the group of feelings, the group of memory association, the group of thoughts, ideas, opinions, yeah, and this group of consciousness. We mix it together, and that's why we are so looking so differently. Yeah. Yet the consistency of us is all the same. We just try to appear different. We try to differentiate ourselves from others. Yeah? Oh, I don't like this. Yeah, I'm like this. I'm like that. Yeah? How often do you create yourself? Yeah? If you would be a little bit aware, you would see you constantly create self. No, I'm not like this. Yeah, somebody comes and no, you are like this. No, I'm not like this. Yeah. So creating self, defending self, yeah? Defending something that is an imagination. Yeah? Because your imagination, if it wouldn't be an imagination, if it would be something real, then this self should be the same as, you know, 50 years ago or 30 years ago. But it's not. You have different thoughts, you have different ideas, you have different feelings, yeah? And your body is different. Huh? So what self are you talking about? That's me. When you talk about me, what is that self? Yeah? Can you pinpoint it down to something? Yeah? That's what the Lord Buddha called us. We live in an illusion. Yeah? The self doesn't exist. That's why I said anatta. That's not me, that's not mine, that doesn't belong to me. This is not myself. Whatever I can observe is not myself. Whatever I can experience is not myself. Can't we see that? If I look at my hand, you know, then I say it's my hand. Yeah? If I look at the same hand that is just right beside me, then I say it's his hand or her hand. It's just a hand. Yeah? Does it belong to you? If it breaks, can you repair it? Huh? If you get sick, can you repair the body? If it dies, can you make it not die? How can you call this your body? You don't want sickness and sickness comes. Yeah? You don't want to age, but age comes. Who likes to age? Yeah? Nobody. We all want to stay 20, 25. Yeah? That's when we have the most energy. Who wants to age? But we still age. Yeah? It's just like, you know, I mean, looking at the clouds. The clouds come, you know, if you like it or not. Rain comes, if you like it or not. Sun comes, if you like it or not. The body comes, if you like it or not. Yeah? And the body goes if you like it or not. Yeah. Why to worry about it? Yeah. Why to be afraid of it? Yeah? Why do we think it is us? Put it out in front of you. Chop it up. And look at that mess. Yeah. Or go next time, you know, I mean, when you go to the mirror, yeah. Take a sharp knife, you know, and put it around you and then pull away the skin. I mean, you don't have to do it in reality, just the imagination works, yeah? Huh? Yeah, see, for some people it already works, yeah? What is left? When you pull away the skin, yeah? Now think about your loved one, yeah? You just wanted to have sex with them and then you pull away the skin. You still want to have sex? Huh? I guess nobody will. just the sight of this bloody mess, yeah? And that is the way, you know, how we can live the Brahmacharya life. The moment a beautiful form comes, we just take the skin away. Yeah? We replace it. Yeah? We replace the beautiful with the with the loser. And it is really so.
Yeah?
I mean, you don't ask anyone who went through the doctor training. Yeah? The moment they open the first corpse, they either throw up or they faint. Any kind of policeman who has to do investigation, yeah, of murders, yeah, the first time or even the second time, they get in touch with the corpse, they throw up or they faint. They don't want even to see it. But why is that? Huh? Do I have to teach you that this body is loathsome? Just look at it. Yeah. I said, you know, I mean, the best example where everybody shrinks is, yeah, spit in your hand, 1 minute later you lick it up. Yeah. You want it? That's always in your mouth. Yeah. I mean, that is the most simple example. Yeah. We don't like that. When you eat something that the stomach doesn't like and it comes out again, do you like to? Yeah? Do you like that smell? Do you like the sight of it? Yeah? The body is nothing in a chemical factory. Yeah? It turns something, yeah, that we call vegetable meat into energy. Get rid of the idea that this body is something so beautiful and amazing. Yeah? It's just like, you know, I mean, the creators of the modern technological robots, you know, think, yeah, they still think, you know. I mean, we love to create and then fall for our own creation. Yeah? These industrial robots, you know, I mean, how long do you have to program them? If they have very complex tasks, it might take for 3 to 6 months. Yeah. How long did you have to program this body? 15 to 20 years. Yeah. Then it works for 20 or 30 years, and then it starts to fall apart. What kind of investment is it? You know, I mean, when we think about our money, you know, we are really careful in spending it, yeah? We don't invest it in something, you know, that is, yeah, going to die. No? We invest in something, you know, that brings us fruits. And this body doesn't bring us fruits. It just brings us old age, sickness, and death. No? It's still not enough. You just don't want to wake up, yeah? The Lord Buddha was called the awakened one, yeah? He woke up from the dream, from the illusion, yeah? No matter how often I tell you, you know, I mean, just go to a movie and look who is sitting there, yeah? We fall for the movie just like we fall for our body, just like we fall for any kind of illusion, yeah? And we love it. We even go to a magic show, yeah, to see illusion at work. And we are so fascinated by that. Isn't it? We're fascinated, you know, how suddenly, you know, a dove comes out of the head, you know, how he can sew up, you know, a being, you know, and it's still, you know, it's still in one piece, yeah? The trick is to go behind the stage and see how it does the trick, yeah? Then we get rid of the illusion. But we don't want to. I mean, actually, you know, if you're honest, you know, you want to live in this illusion. You want to believe that, you know, and the Kilesas constantly tell you that, yeah? Tomorrow is better, yeah? Next life is better, yeah? That's what the Thai always think, you know? Next life is better, yeah? I said, how can it be better if it's now not good? Yeah? If you don't work hard for it, yeah? How can it be better? Yeah? We are the masters, yeah? Of our own life. Yeah? We would have. No, Now they would have the control over our life, yeah? But not. No, we leave it up to the kilesas. Huh? We leave it up, you know, to these masters of magic. To tell us what we feel, what we hear, what we see. And if you have meditated today, I mean, you see, you know. I mean, they comment any kind of experience that you have. Yeah? It's just like sitting, yeah? Sitting in a football game or whatever other game you are, you know, in a big stadium, and then seeing with your own eyes, yeah, what is going on in the field. But there's somebody above you who tells you what is going on, and then you don't trust your own eyes and ears anymore. Because you think this person, you know, has a better view, you know, maybe he sees better. And that's the same thing with our experience. We have an experience, and then somebody comes and tells us what this experience is, yeah? And evaluates it. That was a good experience, that was a bad experience. Throw this person out. There's nothing. There's no, it's not a home for him. Get rid of him. Destroy him. It's your enemy, it's not your friend. But he tells you, I'm your friend. I can make your life very happy. I mean, you wouldn't be sitting here if you could do that. Huh? If you would be happy, there would be no need for change. Huh? But you're unhappy. Huh? You're discontent. Huh? You have dukkha all the time. Be it restlessness, be it boredom, yeah? Be it hunger, be it thirst, you know, be it tiredness, yeah? The feeling of exhaustion, yeah? Being exhausted, yeah? I mean, it's dukkha. Yeah? All these unpleasant feelings, all the feelings of feeling not at ease. Yeah? When we feel at ease, we feel fine. Yeah? But how many moments a day do we feel fine? And then there's a voice, you have to do this, you have to do that, you have to accomplish this, you have to accomplish that. I mean, I would get crazy, you know, if I would listen to this voice. Eh? I mean, it would never end, yeah? Even shortly before death, he says, you still have to do this, you know? I mean, we already lived our life when we are, you know, when we are retired, yeah? But we still have to do so many things. There's no end to this doing. Yeah? If you've done this, then something else comes up. Now we have to do this. Yeah? And sometimes, you know, not only one thing comes up, yeah, because we finished one thing, we have to do three more things. Yeah? It's just like when we know, yeah, if we want to know something, if we want to understand something, yeah. I mean, then we go, you know, look for the answers, you know, once we got the answer, we have 10 more questions. But what about this, what about this, what about this, yeah? Trying to answer this 10 more questions gives us another 1,000 questions, yeah? So there's no end to going in this way, yeah? The way is, you know, to turn back, you know, and have no questions, yeah? Just observe, yeah? All these things are not me, are not mine, are not myself. That's the principle of anatta. Yeah? You are not the movie you're watching. So why do you laugh? Why do you cry? Yeah? Why do you frighten? Why do you feel frightened? You know, when it's a horror movie? Why do you get scared? Why do you get afraid? You know, it's just some colors on the screen. And some audio. Yeah? When you look at the colors red, green, blue, you know, just a combination of this red, green, blue gives you 60 million choices, yeah? 60 million choices, different choices of color. Huh? Now the combination of our five khandhas gives us, I don't know, I never calculated, but lots, yeah? Why do we fall for this illusion? Yeah? I mean, the Lord Buddha came, you know, and put it to our heart, yeah? That's why he made it, yeah? That's why he left his wife and his child, yeah? Huh? To practice, to harshly practice, you know, in the forest, yeah? I mean, he was a prince, yeah? His father gave him all the luxury he wanted. He wasn't even satisfied with this luxury. And he went to the forest, yeah? And he wanted to find the reason why, for birth and death, how he can end birth and death. And he found it. And then he came back and patted us on the back. Be happy, don't worry, be happy, don't worry. Yeah, we are Buddhists, yeah, we don't go to hell. Yeah, did he say that? No. Get up, wake up, yeah, from your dream. Don't live in this illusion, don't live in this game. Yeah, I call it video game, yeah, life, called the video game of life. And it is not different. I mean, it's so amazing how we can recreate, yeah, our own illusion into a game. The illusion we have been falling for, we create a game out of it. Yeah? It's so amazing. Same rules, yeah? The moment we play, we got lost. We really get lost. And we try. Actually, we know this, trust me. Yeah? I mean, if somebody turns off the screen, yeah, and just sees the combination of 01, 01, 01, 001, 001, 111, 0, yeah, how long would you play? Huh? And it's just two khandhas, yeah? This computer, yeah? I mean, I like the technology because it so clearly shows us, you know, what kind of dilemma we are sitting. What can we do with just these two khandhas? 0, 1, transistor on, transistor off. Just a combination. And we can listen to music, we can see videos, and we can play video games. Yeah? Just with these two khandhas. Now imagine what you can do with 5 khandhas. Yeah? You can't even imagine it. It's just more than this universe. Yeah? Question is, you feel happy, yeah? Is that what you want, yeah? I mean, I can't make you go, yeah? All what I do is, you know, try to incite you, yeah, to think about your own life, yeah? And see, you know, if you want it or don't want it. If you don't want it, get out, yeah? And the first step to get out is to break the first 3 fetters, yeah? The fetter of doubt, yeah? The fetter of not keeping the 5 precepts. Yeah, and the fetter of, yeah, get out of your car, yeah, and see that you're not the car. The driver and the car are 2 different things, yeah, and then take too much care of the body, but take care of the driver, if you understand that, yeah. The one who sits in this biological robot, you know, and makes it move, yeah, that's the one we should take care of. The one who sits in the car, yeah, and drives it, yeah, we should take care, we should educate, yeah, so that it doesn't wreck the car too early, yeah. That he's aware of what he's doing, yeah, that he's aware of the traffic, yeah, that we are aware of what we are doing, that we are aware of what we are saying, yeah. But it's too difficult, yeah. I'd rather sleep, yeah? I'd rather dream, yeah, about a nice life. The first 3 factors. It's all that gets us out of the roller coaster of life, yeah? It's a stage of sodata. Stream entry, stream winner. Yeah? And it takes a lot of work. Yeah? I mean, we drove our car very deep into the mud. And it is really hard to pull it out. Yeah? Now we have the choice to drive it deeper into the mud. Yeah? That's what normally people are doing. Drive it deeper and deeper and deeper. So, because back doesn't go, yeah? So we go forward. Yeah? No, we have to get out, you know, and pull it out. Yeah? And that's of course too much work. Yeah? So we rather get on the gas pedal, you know, and accelerate and accelerate and drive it deeper and deeper and deeper. We have to do some work to get out. I mean, the Lord Buddha, you know, I mean, when he was contemplating and when he was investigating, I mean, because of pain, he didn't want to give in to pain. And every one of you knows, you know, I mean, pain is not a very pleasant feeling. But he didn't want to give in. And he fainted 3 times because of pain. Yeah. What kind of commitment is that? Yeah. Lumpu Man, the founder of the forest tradition in Thailand, the same thing, he didn't want to give in to pain. Yeah. He said, no, I rather die before I give in to the kilesas that makes us get up. Yeah. No? So he fainted also 3 times. My own venerable teacher, yeah, Sunta Mahaboa, I mean, he said, he didn't faint, yeah? But it was tough. I mean, he was sitting. Started sitting evening at 6 o'clock and got up from his seat 6 o'clock in the morning, 12 hours, straight through. Every day. Sometimes he took a day break, yeah? And then he did it again. Sitting through the night. Can you imagine the dukkha that he had? Just imagine you sit 2 hours or 3 hours, yeah? Without moving, yeah? Without getting up, you know, getting a drink, yeah? When I look at you, now I'm constantly going in, going out, going in. Ah, now I need to go to the toilet, now I need to drink something, now, yeah? 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 40 minutes, yeah? I mean, it's impossible, yeah? And then think about somebody sitting, you know, for 12 hours. I haven't done it, yeah? I mean, I said from 3 o'clock in the morning, till 11, I don't know, probably 8 hours or so, something like that. 8 or 9 hours. I mean, that's where the kilesas come up. I said, you know, I mean, yeah, we make a retreat, yeah, we retreat from the world, you know, in order to see the kilesas. The kilesas are comfort. Whatever is comfort is kilesas. Yeah. I like to have a nice warm pillow. Yeah? Okay. Kilesa. I want to have a nice apartment. Kilesa. Yeah? I want to have a nice bed. Kilesa. Yeah? All comfort. So that's why monks use discomfort. You know, to bring up the kilesas, to see them. Once you see them, then you can beat them. Yeah? Then you can get rid of them. If you don't see the enemy, yeah? I mean, just like in the Vietnam War, yeah? I mean, the Americans didn't see the enemy. They were constantly attacked, you know, but they couldn't see it. They were hiding in the jungle, yeah? And the Kilesas are hiding in the jungle. They just shoot out their arrows, yeah? We don't see them. So we cut the jungle, you know, to see them. Yeah? We retreat from this. The pleasantries of the world, or what we think are the pleasantries of the world, yeah, to see them coming up. And they will come up, I guarantee you. Yeah. The first thing is pain, yeah. Boredom, you know, all these other hindrances, like sleepiness is one of your hindrances, one of the biggest, yeah. The moment the mind gets a little bit kind of, just need to look. I mean, that is not the way to get up. To be determined. I sit. Now I sit for an hour, no matter what comes. I mean, Lungta Mahabo always said, you know, I mean, no matter what, you know. If I die, it's better to die when I practice Dhamma than to die in vain. What dies? Do you really think the body dies when you sit 3 or 6 hours? When you sit in the plane, you know, go to the United States, I mean, 20 hours you sit in the plane. Do you die? You wouldn't go if you would die. When I go to Germany, I have to sit, you know, it's a non-stop flight, 11 hours in the plane, yeah? You sit there, you know, I mean, squeezed in, yeah? Do you die? You feel pain? No. There's so much entertainment going on. All the food that is coming, you know, all the movies that are playing, you know, the music here, and if you're not satisfied with that, the book that you read, yeah? So you don't even notice the pain. The moment you just sit, you know, and try to concentrate on something, oh, there's too much pain. You know, my back hurts, you know, this hurts, yeah, my knee hurts. You know, I have to go to the toilet, yeah? Amazing, you know, the kilesas constantly come up. Now I need to drink something, yeah? Yes, my Lord, you know? Yes, my Lord and oppressor, you know, I have to drink something. Now I have to get up, you know, I have to go pee, yeah? And so on and so on. It's constantly there, yeah? They tell you something and you say, yes, my Lord, yeah? It's your Lord, it's your Master, you are just a slave, you know, you just do what he says, yeah? He tells you, I don't like this, and you say, no, I don't like this, yeah? He says, I like this, you know, and then you say, yes, I like that, yeah? What is it? It's a slave, yeah? I need to do this. He tells you, I need to do this. Actually, he wants it, yeah? And then we do it for him. We have all the work, we have all the hardship, yeah? He just tells us, yeah? It's just like a real master, yeah? You remember some of the stories of slaves and masters, yeah? No? That's it. We go and work hard for the money that he spends, yeah? On his dreams, yeah? Not our dreams. No, don't believe. What else do you need? Yeah. I'm sure you'd like it much more if somebody pats you on the back. Don't worry, be happy, you just put this, you know, and if you're a little bit generous, you know, keep the 5 precepts and then you go to heaven, yeah? Or if somebody comes, you know, and you probably, some of you are so foolish, yeah? Somebody really convincing comes here, you know, and says, I mean, if you make a donation of $1,000, then you will be reborn in this heaven. Yeah? People fall for that. Dhammakai. Yeah? I call them Dhammakai. Kai means sell, selling the Dhamma. Yeah? They sell these little items, you know, promise the lay people, you know, that if they pay, what is it, 10,000 baht, then they go to this realm of heaven, if they pay 1,000,000 baht, you know, then they go to this one. And people fall for it. They buy it. Yeah? That's what you want. Yeah? You want to have a pill, you know? I sell you a pill, you know, and then you'll be happy for the rest of your life. Yeah? That would be nice, wouldn't it? Huh? Be honest, huh? Huh? Be honest, huh? If I could give you a pill, you know, that makes you happy for the rest of your life, I mean, you would stand here, you know, and yeah, pay whatever you can pay. Huh? Huh? Yeah. Yes! We're not to prepare, you know, to get up, stand up and fight for our rights, yeah? But we are prepared, you know, to work hard, you know, to spend our money on things that don't work. Yeah. That just don't work. It shows us our own stupidity, hopefully, yeah? Think about it really, you know, if there's somebody coming, you know, and really convincing you, yeah, If you buy this amulet, yeah, for $1,000 or for $10,000, yeah, you will be happy for the rest of the life, and then there's somebody who bought it and tells you, yes, I'm completely happy, yeah. You would fall for it. A lot of people would fall for it. See how easily we are deluded. Look at how successful advertisement is. We go and buy this stuff. It tells us it makes us happy. And we go out and buy this stuff. Isn't it? We get it, we see it, you know, and there are smiling faces, you know. And then you think, you know, you think this product makes you happy because just they are smiling, yeah. You see it? A little bit of your stupidity, how easily we fall for things, yeah? When we go to the movie to fall for the movie and not knowing who's sitting there and watching the movie, yeah? When we play games, you know? I mean, are you even aware when you talk to your friends? I mean, who's talking there, yeah? Forth and back. Can you remember some of the conversations you had? When you turn off the phone, do you still remember what you were talking about? I mean, some people talk for hours, yeah? Are you aware of what you're doing, yeah? I said, you know, I mean, often enough, I said, you know, sati is the key. Sati, this awareness, yeah? This knowingness, yeah? Is the key to the practice. If you're not aware of what you're doing, we just go on. Go on and on and on, yeah? Roller coaster up, you know, we can't wait to get up, yeah? And then we rush down. Next time you ride the roller coaster, just look at this. You get completely excited. Rushing down. Yeah? Can't wait to get up. And get excited when we rush down. Yeah? So the Lord Buddha came to us, yeah? To proclaim the Four Noble Truths. The truth of dukkha, of dissatisfaction, disease, restlessness, pain, suffering. Yeah? The origin of dukkha, our desire. Yeah? That there is an end of dukkha, and that there is a path that leads out of dukkha. The path of sila, of precepts, of samadhi, concentration, and of panya, investigation. Investigation of the groups that we think we are. When you talk about yourself, you always talk about, I'm like this, I'm like that, I think like this, I think like that, I have this idea, I have this opinion, and so on. It's all in the realms of consciousness. Yeah? In the groups, yeah? In the group of the body, yeah? I'm a man, I'm a woman, yeah? Or maybe I'm in between. Yeah? I'm this age, I'm that age, yeah? Form of the Buddha, yeah? I feel like this, I feel like that. Yeah? I think like this, I think like that. That's how you represent yourself. Yeah? When you meet somebody, you know, I mean, how do you introduce yourself, yeah? I'm a bag full of shit, oh? That would be actually quite honest. You want to see it? Take your skin off, see? Do we tell the other person when we meet somebody, you know, I easily get angry, I easily get annoyed, you know, I easily get frustrated? I don't like this, I don't like that, yeah? It went off, the mic. I don't know what happened. The mic is on, but there's no sound coming out. Just broke, yeah. So what do you tell? Yeah? You tell him I'm bad at this, I'm bad at that? No, of course you tell him only the good sides of you. Yeah? You want to show yourself? Yeah? Yeah? And then after a while, you know, I mean, if you stick together, I mean, the other person finds out that you're not that nice, you know, that you have all these bad sides. Yeah? And then he tells you, I'm disappointed in you. Yeah? You created an illusion about yourself. Yeah? No, it's me who creates an illusion about someone. Yeah? Yeah? You do still believe it. You know, and the next time you meet somebody, you know, look exactly of what you're doing, how you introduce yourself. Yeah? I broke even the microphone, the amplifier.
The battery was on.
Oh, the battery. Does that work with battery? I thought it was...
No, this is the one that yesterday night, it just goes off.
Oh.
And today morning, just only about a few hours, and it also goes off. That was a new one.
Oh. It's not plugged into the power?
No, that one is it's wireless.
Oh, this, yeah.
It's
all the wireless. Oh. Yes. It's a complicated technique. Observe yourself, yeah? Know what you're doing. Know what kind of effect that has. When you say something, you don't know what effect it has. When you do something, know the effect of it. But don't judge it. Yeah? That is sati. Yeah. Sati is not judging this is good or this is bad. The moment you hear something, you know, somebody tells you this is good or this is bad, yeah? This is nice or this is not so nice, then you know this is judging. Yeah? I mean, we have to be objective. Yeah? When we investigate, we have to be objective. And as I said, you know, for the third fetter, I mean, we have to investigate the body. Yeah? Get out of the car that you're born in, you know, and that you're going to die in, you know, and look that it's just a car. Put it in its parts and pieces, you know, and then see, you know, where's the car, yeah? Where's the body, you know, when you put, yeah, when you chop it all up, yeah? Put it in front of you, look at it, yeah? What part of the body would you call body, yeah? I'm always talking too long, that's why the batteries run out, right? And then go on with the investigation of the body. That's not it, yeah? I mean, a sotapanna has still full greed and hate, yeah? It just doesn't go to hell anymore. And within seven lives, you know, he will make it to nibbana, to supreme happiness, or to the unconditioned, yeah? I mean, you see, you know, just the word conditioning, yeah? We are all conditioned. It means we are programmed. That's the basic of programming language, conditioning. Yeah? We are conditioned. We are habitual. Yeah? We call it habitual. Actually, it's conditioning. Yeah? We are conditioned to rep in this way, you know, when we meet that, yeah? What is it else then? If this situation happens, then we rep in this way. That's conditioning. Yeah? So where's our humanity? When we're just robots, yeah? We're just like sophisticated as the computer in the Space Odyssey 2001 was, Hall, yeah? If anybody saw that movie, you know, I mean, he was taking out, you know, I said, the human beings are too stupid, you know, let's kick them off, you know, I'm the only smart person. He was just a computer. So as long as we are conditioned, yeah, I mean, that's, okay. So the ones who don't understand, yeah, I mean they have to come a little bit closer, yeah. You have to get. So how do we differentiate ourselves from computers, from robots, yeah? I mean nowadays modern robots are quite intelligent, yeah. Well, we put intelligence into them. We try to see how the mind is working. I actually was doing research in that field, artificial intelligence. Huh? So I know a little bit about it. Yeah, and you can really fool people. Yeah, by telling them this machine is intelligent because, I mean, it understands our reasoning. Yeah, I mean, artificial intelligence is based on reasoning. Yeah. And we took the reasoning of human beings, you know, put it into machine code, yeah? And that's why we have the idea, you know, that these machines are intelligent. They are just as stupid as we are, or they are just as intelligent as we are, yeah? They cannot be more intelligent than we are, yeah? But we are not really intelligent, yeah? We are not really smart, yeah? We don't live in a smart way, where we evaluate things, yeah? We don't evaluate our own actions. We don't evaluate our own words that we say. And we don't evaluate our thoughts. Yeah? Why do we constantly have thoughts that make us feel depressed or feel us worried? Yeah? If we are smart, we wouldn't allow them coming in. Hmm? But we are not smart, so we allow them in. Yeah? Worries, yeah? Worries you so much. Why do we allow fear to come in? Yeah? All these worries, fear, future, past, is all created by thoughts and memories. Yeah? Just put together thoughts and memories, yeah? That's actually where delusion is hiding. Yeah? Greed and hate is hiding within the body. Yeah? That's why we have to destroy the illusion about the body, yeah? to be able to destroy. If you destroy the pot with the plant of greed and hate, yeah? If you destroy a pot, you know, with a plant, yeah? So it doesn't have any earth and any water anymore, it will die. If you destroy the pot, you know, where greed and hate are rooted, yeah? I mean, greed and hate cannot be, have to die, yeah? That's a simple trick, yeah? You destroy what they feed on. And greed and hate, you know, when you look at greed and hate, I mean, you can also say likes, yeah, if you don't like greed and hate. No, I'm not greedy, but I still like things, yeah. Liking is greed. Disliking is hate. Simple as that. The moment, yeah, you destroy that, what they feed on, I mean, they cannot exist anymore. That is the whole recipe that the Lord Buddha gave us. Forget it, we'll make a break now, yeah? I mean, and then within the break, I mean, you can try to change it. And then, I mean, just make a 10-minute or 15-minute break, yeah? I want to stretch my legs a little bit, yeah? And some of you are so tired that they always fall asleep already, yeah? And then you can have questions, yeah? But let's finish with the talk first, yeah? And make a break.